you're seeing?
It's been a very, very nasty scene all afternoon, really. Certainly from the evening onwards. We've got a relatively small number of protesters left now. A couple of hundred at the most, I'd say, who had to be surrounded by a ring of police to keep them away from people who are trying to break through and reach them and clear them off the street. And I have to say, with the protesters I have seen have not attempted to provoke the others. They've been very calm, they've been peaceful. On the other hand, we've seen the crowds that are trying to reach them, throwing things, trying to attack them, even when protesters have actually been leaving, escorted by the police, sort of through corridors. We've seen people trying to break through and attack them, it seems. So it's certainly been very nasty at times. There are now more police here. For a long time, there were really remarkably few trying to hold these chanting crowds back. Their numbers have now gone up. We've seen some police with riot gear, but it's certainly still a very tense situation.
There's been a lot of speculation that these are sort of hired thugs. What's your view on that?
I think it's simply impossible to know. I mean, that's certainly, obviously, the view of many of the Occupy Central protesters who are left at this point. They say it's pretty clear. Now, a couple of people I've spoken to in the crowd have said, no, we're local residents. We're simply angry. We want them to go. So it's a very mixed... it's very hard to know at this stage. There's certainly a lot of claims that they've been hired, but I think that's one of those accusations that's extremely hard to prove.
But is there any sign that the police are using this as some sort of pretext to clamp down on the rest of the protest?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question?
Are the police using this as any kind of pretext to clamp down on the protests?
Well, so far now, I mean, they did remove one of the tents that had gone, but at the moment they are not taking active steps to clear out the protesters. They certainly encouraged them to leave, and as I said, they were escorting some from the scene, but so far they have not forced any of the protesters to leave. On the other hand, I think there's certainly anger and disappointment a lot among many of the Occupy Central protesters, that they feel the police have not done enough to defend them. Now, that's not so much about the officers on the ground, who've been working in very, very difficult situations, trying to keep back these crowds that have been seeking to force their way through. But people have really been saying, hang on a sec, why aren't there more police down here? Why isn't more being done to protect us?
And the protest leaders have urged their followers to go back to... the downtown area, is that right?
Yes, apparently so. Now, you may know more than me, because obviously communications here have been coming and going. But yes, we were hearing that people were being encouraged to leave. The other key thing, of course, this evening is protest leaders saying to the government, look, you've got to step in and protect our supporters, because otherwise we're not going to come to the table, we're not going to have this dialogue that you offered.
Just describe a bit more about how this is being policed. Still fairly restrained?
Well, we've just seen them coming with riot gear, but mostly it's been sort of regular officers, really without very much to protect them. And as I said, working under very difficult circumstances, I don't think the question really is about the police on the ground, but really how many police there are down here, why they weren't reinforced earlier, and what sort of remit they've been given in terms of protecting people. So we have now seen what looks like some riot gear come in terms of things like helmets, some of the signs that police here tend to hold up to say, you know, look, we may use tear gas or so forth. We've seen them bringing in those kind of banners, although we haven't seen them use them, and we don't know quite what those banners say at the moment. But as I said, I mean, there's certainly a feeling among the protesters that although police clearly have taken out some of the people in the crowd who seem to be stirring up trouble most intently or attempting most aggressively to attack the Occupy Central protesters, there's a feeling that much, much more could have been done to calm this situation. There's also concern among a lot of protesters that those people instigating the trouble are not necessarily going to be charged, but they're just being escorted from the area. Of course, we don't know that at this stage because it's still early, but there really is a feeling on the part of protesters that this is simply unfair policing. One of the concerns they said to me is, look, you know, these people are clearly trying to stir things up. They want us to fight back, and that will be used as an excuse to clear us out. And so the protesters have been staying really remarkably calm. Many of them have sort of linked arms to form a sort of human chain around more vulnerable members that are left in the camp. They said it's most important to protect some of the older people, some of the weaker people, for example. One guy was even reading Roland Barthes on, as sort of as he stood on the front line, much to my amazement. And I said, "Are you not worried?" And he said, "Well, you know, not really. I believe we need to be here."
Initially, it was said that pro-Beijing protesters were outnumbering the pro-democracy protesters. Can you get a sense of the numbers now?
Very clearly outnumbered. As I said, there's this sort of small number of protesters left inside a very large ring of people around them. Now, there are now more people on the sort of the Occupy Central side. More people came down because they were worried. I just met a 58-year-old man who said he'd come along because he actually believes that the protesters should go home. He said, you know, they are causing an inconvenience and they shouldn't be here. But people are clearly being sent in to attack them, and I don't believe that's right, and so therefore I've come down to try and defend them.
So in other words, they're ignoring Joshua Wong and Benny Tai.
Well, at the moment, yes. I mean, I think that's partly because they're worried about the people who are already here.
Okay, Tony, well, keep us posted. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.